So we're here with Kim and Brittany Bray, a mother-daughter working combination that we found at the 35W construction project. So we start with you, Kim. How did you get involved as a, you know, woman working in the trades, in the construction industry?
My brother told me that they needed women, and I was interested in joining the union, so I went and applied at McCrossin and got the job.
But you started as a pile driver, right?
In the
pile?
No. What? No, I was a roller operator.
Roller operator?
Yeah.
No, it was your brother that was.
Yeah, my brother's a pile driver.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you had experience in the trades before then, through his experience, right?
Right. Yeah. Yes, I have. So I just knew that he was a pile driver. I never went there with him or anything.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
So why'd you keep at it? What kind of intrigued you to check it out?
Just to be in the union with the insurance benefits and the money.
But it's you know, long hours, it's hard work, it didn't faze you at all?
No, because when I was growing, well, when I had the kids when they were little, I picked them up from daycare and then I had to go back to work again. So I'm used to working a lot. It has its days, but, you know, it has days, but then I look forward to the winter and maybe make plans and look forward to whatever I'm going to do for the winter.
Yeah. So how long have you been doing it, actually?
11 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how'd the daughter get involved following mom's footsteps? Everybody hears, you know, father, son, that sort of thing, but mother, daughter working a heavy job like this.
Well, originally it was a kind of a temporary plan. I heard kind of the same story. They needed female operators.
And you're a Hamline graduate, right?
Right. I went to Hamline. I got my bachelor's degree in environmental studies and business. And then at the time, I was working at a call center job that I had worked at in college. And I was pretty much miserable and sitting in the office during the summer and working at an office job, stuck in a chair all day, really wasn't my thing. And she said they need people on the field, so I filled an application and had to wait a little while. They called me up later in the season and had me come out there and kind of just stuck with it from there.
So it's been good for you? The salary and the benefits, the long hours, you haven't minded?
Yeah, you get used to the long hours there. Catch up on you at times as far as getting stuff done around the house and having a life, but the paychecks are nice, the benefits are good. And
so what do you do exactly out there?
It's being an operating engineer. Started out doing the roller compactor, and then now more recently I've been doing the excavator.
So explain to, you know, the layperson, the person who's driving past on 35W, like what exactly does one see? I mean, it's a big project. Can you kind of describe like where it starts and where it ends, just from what you've seen?
So the project, I guess I would break it up into different parts. There's new bridges. They're doing walls for the size of the highway, and then the roads, and then part of the roads they have the underground utilities like the water, sewer, all the electrical work and things like that. So we have to kind of work on top of each other with the different crews and make sure we get all of those done on the timeline of the.
So originally they started out, they had to tear the whole thing out, right?
Yep.
So that's why you see the gigantic piles of rocks driving past?
Yep, all the concrete, yep. And they save it to grind it up to use again. To make more concrete.
Right, they put it on the bottom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
like, where does it start and where does it end? So explain to me kind of the benefits of being a construction worker. Now, it's February and you're off. For a lot of people, they get kind of afraid of not having work. So what's it like for you when you work as long as you have during the summer and now it's dead? How do you kind of make use of your time?
There are some opportunities. I know a lot of my coworkers do work with snow, like plowing. There's also our training center, which has a lot of good opportunities to kind of just better yourself during the winter. And then me personally, I just like to travel and get out of the cold in Minnesota. So
if you kind of budget things out, you can make it work, right?
Oh, yeah. No problem at all. You just got to be careful what you spend your money on in the summertime.
But you work so much during the summer, you really don't have a whole lot of chance to do a lot of spending your money anyway.
That's right.
Because explain to me that you're like your usual day working during the summer.
You get up and get your lunch ready and go to work. And
so what time you get there?
6:30, and you work until 7, 8:30 at night, if not later.
How many days a week?
6 days a week, sometimes seven. Yeah.
So from like May to August, or how?
May until November, December.
So when you work, you're really working. So actually, you can make it work financially in the off season.
Oh, that's
the problem.
Yeah.
So let me ask him one other question. We kind of touched on this. Working with guys, seems to me like you've had a pretty good experience working with men in this field.
Yeah, when I first started, I was a little worried, but I had a guy that took me under his wing and made sure I knew what was going on so I could do my job right, and he's helped me out, and we're still friends today. I've known him for 11 years, so.
I've had similar experiences. Pretty much everybody on the crew was willing to help out, and I always, not afraid to ask questions, and everybody's right there to help me and kind of figure out getting me doing what I need to do.
So I feel like guys are actually going to look after you in this.
That's right, definitely. I would feel that. And it's mostly in a respectful way, too. It's not just like because I'm a coworker, they feel like they need to help me out, but there's really some good people that have gotten the opportunity to work with that will go out of their way to help me and the rest of the people on the crew.